Hey, Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Enough. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, any plans that Squire Skimp may have had to settle Lum's breach of promise trial for $1,000 were completely upset yesterday when Lum visited Mabel Melrose in person and promptly fell in love with her. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering.
Well, good morning, Abner, old boy.
Morning, Lum.
Wonderful day today, ain't it?
Why, it's all right, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Where in the world have you been anyway, Lum? I thought you never was coming down to work today.
Oh, I had some stuff to take care of. Then I was taking time to enjoy nature, listening to the birds singing and the bees buzzing and stuff.
That dog is Lum. Are you still talking about them bees buzzing and that stuff?
Abner, the main trouble with us city folks is that we live too hectic a life.
How?
All is on the go. All is bustling and hustling. We ought to slow down and get next to nature. Live the simple life. That's living.
For the land's sake.
Most of us go through life so fast we never actually see none of it. Never understand what it's all about. Never enjoy it at all.
Just a minute. Have you been over there talking to Miss Melrose again this morning, Lum?
No, I ain't. I've been out looking for a garret.
For a what?
A garret. A attic. A room up under the roof.
Pogus, Lum, you ain't fell and hit your head on something, have you?
Of course not.
Well, what in the world do you want an attic for? You done got one over there at your place, ain't you?
Yeah, but that's just big enough for storage space.
Huh?
Besides, there ain't no windows in it. Body couldn't live up there.
Live up there?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you ain't fixing to live up in an attic, are you?
Oh, no, I ain't gonna live in one. It's for Miss Melrose.
Huh?
She wants to find herself a nice broke-down attic where she can work and starve.
Starve?
Yeah. See, that's the only way an artist can ever produce any masterpieces, she says.
Hey, Dogies, I wish you'd sit down here, Lum, and explain all this to me. I jumped the track so far off, I never will get back on it. Ever since yesterday, you ain't lit in one spot long enough for me to say howdy to you, hardy. Now, just sit right down there and tell me exactly what this is all about.
Well, it's all very simple, Abner. Miss Melrose is an artist. She paints pictures and all that. A wonderful woman, too.
Uh-huh.
She don't just paint no little old ordinary pictures, neither. She's a surrealist.
Huh?
I believe that's what she called herself. A surrealist and a cubist.
A cubist?
Yeah.
Doggies, I wish she'd have stayed in Cuby then instead of coming over here.
Well, she ain't from Cuby. She's from Little Rock.
Little Rock? Well, how'd she get to be one of them cubists then?
Well, she just taken it up, that's all.
Well, can you do that? You mean if I was to take up Spanish or something, why, would that make me a Spanishman?
Well, no, this is different. Cubist don't mean you come from Cuba. That just means the kind of pictures you paint.
Oh, that's how it is, huh?
Why, sure.
Well, now, how in the world, Lum, can she paint pictures of Cuby when she's from Little Rock? Doggy, she must have good eyesight. That's all I can say for her.
Well, she has.
Well, she must have. Is that why she wants to live up in the attic so she can be higher up and see farther off?
No, that ain't. Artists just supposed to live in attics, that's all. Everybody knows that.
They do, huh?
Why, sure. You can't paint good pictures no other place. Just can't be done. That's all they are to it.
Well, I reckon you're right. I don't know. I don't know much about such junk as that myself. But what does she want to starve herself for, Lum? Can't she stand to look at the pictures after she gets them painted?
No, of course not. She don't starve herself complete. She eats a little bit. Just enough to keep going.
Oh. Ain't she hungry?
Oh, yeah. Sure, she's hungry. But the idea is that an artist has to have something to make him keep working. If he's hungry, he'll paint harder to get enough money to buy food.
Oh.
But if he ain't hungry, he gets lazy and don't paint good no more.
Uh-huh. Soon as you get to be a success, why, then you become a failure, huh?
Yeah, that's right. No, wait a minute now. me think that over.
Is that why they're always painting pictures of a bowl of fruit sitting on a table because they're so hungry?
No, that ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't think.
Doggies, if you want my opinions, I think they'd be better off if they'd give up that painting junk and put themselves in a vegetable garden and raise a couple of hog seeds.
Abner, don't say such things. Just shows your ignorance.
Oh?
You ain't got no feeling for the artistic things alive, so just don't try to discuss them.
Well, I do, too, know about such stuff as that, Lom. I learned it at the Golden Air Discussion Club. Don't you recollect? We discussed that there Leonard Vinci or something. That fella, you know, painted Mona Lisa crossing the ice or something.
Yeah, but you never entered into no discussion much that night.
I did done it, too. Ulysses S. Quincy said the picture was okay, and I agreed with him.
Well, just the same, you ain't the artistic type like me and Miss Melrose there.
I ain't, huh?
The trouble with you is that you live too hectic a life, Abner. All is on the go. All is bustling and hustling. You're to slow down and live the simple life. Take time to enjoy nature, the birds singing and the bees.
Mom, you done said that once.
I did, huh?
Yeah, and I was sick and tired of hearing it the first time you said it.
Well, it's good sound physiology, I can tell you that right now. You ought to pattern your life after it.
Well, just how much longer is this Melrose woman going to hang around town living this simple life long?
Forever, if I've got anything to say about it.
Forever?
Yes, sir. I ain't told you yet, Abner, but she might be the future Miss L. Edwards. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You don't mean that you'd actually marry that woman?
Well, why not?
Huh?
Of course I will. If she'll have me, I will.
After all she's done around here? Don't you know, Lum, she's in cahoots with Squire Skimp. He studied up this whole scheme himself.
Well, now, there's where you're wrong right there. She never had a thing in the world to do with it.
Well, how about that $1,000 you were supposed to pay her so she wouldn't lawsuit you for breaching the promised blackmail? That's what it was.
She never knowed a thing about that. That was all Squire Skimp's idea. You can recollect when I went over to see her yesterday morning?
Yeah, sure.
Well, the reason I went there was to tell her that I couldn't raise no $1,000, but I didn't want to get lawsuited neither. And she never even noted what I was talking about.
She never?
No, sir. She never had no idea of marrying me in the first place.
Well, why did she buy all them war bonds to win the contest in? It said right there on the sign that the contest was to elect you a wife.
I know it, but she thought that that was some other Mabel Melrose that was running in the contest.
Huh?
She just got in town that day and seen the sign and thought it was quite a coincidence, so she decided to buy the bonds and help her namesake win it.
Well, I don't know. Well, is she rich?
She ain't poor, I can tell you that right now.
Doggies, all the time I figured her and Squire... wait a minute, though. How about that time the Squire had her over there at his office talking to her?
Well, that's true. She did go over there, but not to talk about no lawsuits. She went to see him to buy some real estate.
Real estate?
Yeah, you see, the reason she come to Pine Ridge in the first place was because she wanted to get away from Little Rock and live in some small community next to nature. The simple life and all that.
Oh.
Bees buzz.
Well, Squire Skimp said she'd leave town if you'd pay her the $1,000. Now, how could he arrange that?
Well, he never arranged it.
He said that.
He just happened to know she was planning to leave yesterday, so he'd keep the money himself and tell me he'd give it to her and got her to go out of town.
Why, that snake in the weeds. Well, why was she leaving then?
Because the squire never showed her no place she wanted to buy.
Well, I thought you said all she wanted was just an old attic.
Yeah, that's all she wanted, but squire kept trying to sell her a big, expensive place. Couldn't get it through his head what she wanted. Takes an artistic feller like myself to understand them things.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I got to find her an attic to live in. Wait a minute. Grannies, how about your attic, Abner?
Our attic? Oh, no, Elizabeth wouldn't want to sell that loan, no.
Well, this would just be till I can find her an attic of her own. I promised her I'd get her one.
Now,
that's how I talked her into staying in Pine Ridge a little longer.
Yeah, well, Lom, that attic of ours is all run down, dusty, full of old boxes and junk and stuff.
Well,
like
that's just exactly what she's looking for. I'll call her up and tell her she can move in right
away.
Well,
now, wait a minute, Lom. I don't believe Elizabeth would like that now.
Yeah, she would. Miss Melrose will pay you for it. She's got money, too.
Huh?
The attic ain't doing you no good, just sitting there.
Well, no, but I believe
you don't use it, so you might just as well be making some money out of it.
Well...
Hello? Is Miss Mabel Melrose there?
Yes, I think...
I'd like to speak with her, please, Ma.
I wouldn't even know what to charge her, Lum. It ain't no fit place to live up there.
Well, that's the kind of a place... hello, Miss Melrose.
I believe she's got...
This is Mr. Eddards. Yes, Mom. I've been looking, and I got just the place for you.
There's a spoke missing out of her wheel.
I'd say about $10 a month.
Oh, it ain't worth that, Lum.
Oh, yeah, it's run down good. Yeah, lots of cobwebs.
Yeah, she'd get tangled up in them things.
Just a second. Abner, has the floor got any loose boards?
I don't know, Lum. Part of the thing even ain't got no floor at all in it.
Oh, good. Hello. Part of it ain't got no floor at all.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Mom. Well, I thought you'd like that.
Sort of walking across there, she'll bust right through the ceiling some night. That's what'll happen.
Mom? Well, if the winder ain't broke, we can break one of them.
Not just a minute now, Lum.
Mom? Be quiet, Abner. Oh, sure we can do that. Oh, no, the owner won't care.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we can arrange that, too, I think. I'll guarantee it.
Huh.
Yes, Mom. Well, good. Yeah, it ought to be ready for you to move in any time. Oh, not at all, not at all. Just proud to help you. All right, Miss Melrose. Goodbye.
Now, listen, Lum. We ain't going to break none of the winders out of my attic.
Well, she's going to take it, Abner. So I'll say it. She says the place sounds run down enough to suit her.
Yeah, well, just a minute. What was all that stuff you was guaranteeing to her there?
Huh? Oh, just a couple of things she wants.
What things?
Well, she wants to put in air conditioning system and have maid service once a day.